Carol, can you hear me? Excellent.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm a compulsive overeater. Very happy to see all of you. I was so glad that Ellen contacted me and asked me to speak on this particular topic, maintaining spiritual fitness. I'll jump right into it. A few months back, I reached into the trash can in my kitchen and picked up a bite of a scone. The mental obsession came over me, and I had the action of arm reaching in, hand grasping, and I put a bite of this food in my mouth. I compulsively ate something. And I thought, what the heck is this all about? And I know what this is all about. There's something wrong. Thank God, thank goodness for me. Lucky me. I'll just put it that way. Lucky me. I got on the phone. I got on the chat feed that I work with, a bunch of guys. And I told them what was going on. I need reaching out. I need some help here. I'm eating out of the garbage. And this is certainly not congruent with me being this guy in recovery. But I do understand it's not a matter of if I'll compulsively eat. It's simply a matter of when, if there's something wrong with me spiritually. And that's actually good news. Good news for me. I recognized it and I got into action. My sponsor suggested that I begin a 10 minutes a day. Wake up, Adam, set your timer on your phone for 10 minutes and just start doing some meditating. Set your timer after that for 10 minutes and get out paper and pen and start writing. Let's get to the truth of your situation. What's going on with you spiritually? It's funny that when Ellen asked me about talking, she said 10 minutes. And I thought, well, I can do 10 minutes. So for the past couple few months, when I wake up, I get myself downstairs. I simply sit in a chair. I put this in the earbuds in my ears. It actually makes it a little quieter. And I set my timer on my phone for 10 minutes. I sit there and I just have to work at quieting my mind. I try to empty my mind of the noise of the ideas I have about the day, the worries I have, the attachments I might be working on in the morning, and I just try to simply focus on my breathing. I do practice. I try to be aware of those, of the noise, of the chatter, what's going on, and I make notes of these things. But again, what's wrong with Adam spiritually? We're not spiritually fit. Let's try to develop some spiritual fitness here today. And with the writing, when I would sit down and do the writing, again, under sponsored direction, it came up. I'd been into some hysteria, some hysterical thinking. It's kind of a heavy word, but when I look at the definition of it, it fits. I'm freaking out about politics. I'm freaking out about this new world of pandemic life and family members not seeing each other and economic insecurity. And when are we going to get this? And how's it all going to end? And I'm really kind of off the rails at times throughout the day. If you knew me, if you saw me throughout the day, every day, what I do, how I walk and talk, I'm pretty cool. You know, things are fine. And that's really the truth. There's a large amount of abundance and good in my life, but it's really recognizing something was eating at me inside on this deeper level. Everything was not okay. So maintaining spiritual fitness. What's wrong with Adam? Well, I just discovered that. My belief on the state of things with pandemics and politics, I was thinking it was all supposed to be different. I was wishing it to be different. I was wanting it to be different. And the quiet time and the meditation, the more deeper reflective effort involved in writing out my thoughts. Spiritually, what do I believe today? My sponsor quotes this thing, you know, theologians talking about God. God is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, loving, just, merciful. I don't believe that. Thanks. I don't believe that. You know, God is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, you know, loving, just, merciful. I don't believe that. You know, it's the truth as I'm not. So again, the writing, I can realign my understanding of what is reality. I can't deny it. You know, I have some really shitty beliefs. And on any given day, once I wake up and I start interpreting, you know, the truth is I'm kind of bushwhacking my way forward, doing the best I can. And how do I maintain my spiritual fitness? Well, lately it's been 10 minutes of writing, 10 minutes of meditating, you know, and again, I've done other things that in different ways in my recovery journey. I've got plenty of experience in recovery. But how does one maintain their spiritual fitness? We keep at it. You know, maintaining spiritual fitness. I think about the words there. Let's talk about physical fitness. Let's do 10 push-ups. Ugh. You know, no, I don't want any part of that. You know, again, it's work. I have to do the work in order to develop some flexibility, some agility, some strength. Spiritually, and it just continues. I just have to continue with that discipline. And the turnaround for me has been just profound. You know, in God's world, there apparently are pandemics. I forgot that. As a child, I had no understanding of God's world. Of reality, and apparently I can be a child today with this. You know, I know only a little, and I need help realigning my beliefs. You know, meaningful, purposeful, benevolent. That's the universe I occupy. I exist here in this universe where it's all meaningful, purposeful, and benevolent. And again, the truth is I really have to open my mind around that idea. You know, it really requires what does it say in the book? An active use of the will, a constructive use of the imagination. I can become spiritually fit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Adam.